A litany of penitence inspired by Psalm 51. According to your loving kindness, have mercy on us, O God. Wash us from the wastefulness of our sins. Cleanse our hands, our minds, our hearts from the mess we've made. Soak out the stains that sting and set deep within us. We've sinned against you, O God. We know we've done wrong. We can't hide it or escape it. Help us to turn and face our wrongs. Help us to care for it in the light of your holiness, in the truth of your loving kindness. Forgive us. Behold, you delight in our naming the truth from our innermost being. Teach us and make us to know wisdom in the secret places of our hearts. Heal us, O God. Make us clean and healthy and whole. Let us hear joy and gladness again. Even through the painful bones you have broken, lead us into rejoicing. Free our hearts, O God. Free our minds and our bodies. Free us from feeling the need to dwell destructively in our guilt. Free us from the isolating captivity of shame and lead us into the fellowship of the broken. Free us to love and be loved. Free our spirits to know your righteousness. Free us to return to faithfulness. Restore our joy, O God. Remind us of our salvation found only in you. Revive in us a willing heart to change. Revitalize us with your spirit so that we might live and serve the world with a spirit of generosity and abundance. Make us resilient in your spirit, not just for ourselves, but for the flourishing and restoration of all things. Forgive us in your abundant, tender mercy. Redirect us by your spirit to follow you deeper and further into your liberating presence and the way of life.
Please stand for our gospel reading, which comes from Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 6 and 16 through 18. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal, like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask me of righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight, and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush, and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to lose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? It is not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your home, when you see the naked to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you, the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall rise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. The word of the Lord.
What will it be this year? Chocolate? Coffee? Desserts? Alcohol? Plastic? Facebook? That's the big question, right? As we stand here at the beginning of Lent, what will we give up? What sacrifice can we make? From what will we fast? It's a delicate balance, trying to find the right thing to give up. It's got to be hard, but not too hard. It's got to be doable, but not overly inconvenient. Measurable, but not overwhelming. And I think that this is the exact moment when the prophet Isaiah starts screaming from the pages in frustration. This is the line of thought that he is trying to counter. This is the idea of Lent, the idea of fasting, the idea of sacrifice that he is preaching against. The people feel far away from God. They have forgotten who they are. They have forgotten how they were made and who it is that made them. They are despairing because of their separation from the ground of their being, and nothing seems to be getting them any closer to the relationship they desire with the divine. They've slaughtered animals. They've made worship a raucous and cacophonous affair. They've taken fasting so seriously that they've had physical fights over it. They've beaten themselves up, spent days thinking only on what worthless, wretched creatures they are. They've prayed, raising their voices louder and louder, hoping to wake the seemingly sleeping heart of this God to whom they once belonged. And none of it brings them any closer to wholeness. None of it breathes life into them. But God remembers them. God remembers how they were made, remembers whose breath brings them to life. remembers their loving connection. And through the words of the prophet, God tries to show them a better way. Is not this the fast that I choose, God says? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing will spring up quickly. You can tie yourself in a knot, trying to figure out the perfect thing to give up this Lent. But it's not really about getting tied down. It's about setting free. The light breaks forth like the dawn when our fasting leads to justice. When the time we save fasting from Facebook creates space and time to serve others. When the money for the meal we would have eaten out helps those who are hungry. When the cycles we forsake draw us closer to God and to each other. Light breaks forth. Healing springs up quickly, not because we go through the motions of giving something up, but because we engage in the work of making the world whole. Because we engage in the work of valuing and loving those around us. Because we engage in the work of justice. May that be the fast we choose this Lent. Because at the end of the day, it's not about self-negation. It's not about denying ourselves. It's not about beating ourselves up or suffering. It's about getting rid of the distractions and seeing ourselves and seeing each other for who we really are. Seeing ourselves in all the fragility, all the beauty, all the power of who we were made to be. During Lent, we let go. We simplify so that we can see the truth. In the ashes, we remember the dust from whence we came and to which we will return. We are dust, you and I. But oh, what God can do with dust. Jen Richardson reminds us what God can do. Hear her words. All those days you felt like dust, like dirt, as if all you had to do was turn your face toward the wind and be scattered to the four corners or swept away by the smallest breath as insubstantial. Did you not know what the Holy One can do with dust? This is the day we freely say we are scorched. This is the hour we are marked by what has made it through the burning. This is the moment we ask for the blessing that lives within the ancient ashes, that makes its home inside the soil of this sacred earth. So let us be marked, not for sorrow. And let us be marked, not for shame. Let us be marked, not for false humility or for thinking we are less than we are, but for claiming what God can do within the dust, within the dirt, within the stuff of which the world is made, and the stars that blaze in our bones, and the galaxies that spiral inside this smudge we bear. Amen.
Good and gracious God, marked with dust in the sign of the cross, remind us once again that we all belong to you as your creations. Gather and unite us through the shared humility of these ashes and help us to remind one another throughout this Lenten journey that you are a good and faithful God. Through your graciousness, may we be nurtured to be like a watered garden. And may our fruit be the action of joining together to live in the world as repairers and restorers. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now, as our Lord Jesus Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power.